It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Radke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. The Tracy Show and Dad Joke Friday are ready to roll here on this first day of August. Good morning, Greg.
Woo, good morning, Heath. Happy Friday. Happy, like you said, first day of August. Happy the Twins just cleaned house. Who's going to actually be on the field tonight? Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting there to say the least. But before we talk about that, let us do some great dad jokes here on Dad Joke Friday, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living, and you have the honor of kicking it off this morning.
All right. Heath, how did the barber win the race?
How did the barber win the race? I'm not sure.
Well, he knew a shortcut.
Well, of course he did. Yeah. Hey, frogs are so interesting. I don't know if you think so or not, but I sat by the pond and watched one for 4 hours the other day.
4 hours?
Yeah, it was riveting.
They do that. Uh-huh. Oh, I don't think I ever told you this, but as a child, it was my dream to create the perfect bar of soap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but somehow that dream just slipped away. Whoop.
Hey, what do you call your mom's sister who gets all the channels?
Who gets all the channels? I don't know.
Antenna.
Oh, she's always good for those channels.
That's right.
Well, this is a submitted joke here,
okay,
courtesy of Pat Kavanaugh.
Okay, Pat.
Yesterday on this one. So, what did the left eye say to the right eye?
I'm not sure. What?
Oh, between me and you, something smells.
No. Oh.
Classic.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And well, the other day, Heather and I were chatting, and she said, "Do you think the kids are spoiled?"
Okay.
I said, "No, I think they all smell like that."
Oh, yeah, I had one kid tell me last night, I think I forgot my deodorant today.
Yeah, I think so too, buddy.
Oh, man. All right. Well, growing up, I never realized my dad was stealing board games from the toy store.
Oh, really?
Looking back, though, there were a ton of clues.
Oh. Got 9 copies of Clue here. Hey, what's the artist's favorite shoes, Greg?
I don't know what.
Skechers. Oh.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So what did one tectonic plate say to the other one when they bumped into one another?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, my fault.
Of course. Okay, I think you can tell a lot about a woman by her hands.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yeah, for instance, if they're around your neck, she's probably not too happy.
She's a little angry. Well, I called my dad the other day to pick me up from a sleepover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said no, because you're 40 and that's your wife and kids.
Yeah, right. Please, come pick me up.
Come on.
What's a writer's favorite surprise, Greg?
A writer's favorite surprise. I don't know what.
A Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, yeah, I suppose they would. Oh, man. Well, I can tell I'm getting old because my kids don't want to listen to Whitesnake with me.
Oh, really?
So here I go again on my
That's
own.
That's right.
Oh, I'm a terrible singer.
I like that. Speaking of good music, my buddy, the electrician, he always used to listen to AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah, now he's listening to stuff that's more current.
Oh, man. Well, a little survival tip for you today. If zombies attack, go to Costco. There are cement walls, years worth of food, and tons of supplies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and plus, zombies can't get in without a membership.
That's true. You got your card? Sorry.
See ya.
What do you call a scoop of ice cream in your hand, Greg?
A scoop of ice cream in your hand? I don't know what.
A Palm Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I had my first colonoscopy the other day and actually had the doctor write a note.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was to my wife, stating that my head was not up there.
Yeah, right. I like that one a lot. Oh, Heather said to me the other day, you know, you can be a real idiot sometime.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's really cool of her to give me permission like that.
Always got to ask for permission. That's right. Oh, man, I was a little bummed the other day. I got thrown out of the mime club.
The mime club? Really?
Yeah, it must have been something I said.
It must have been. Oh, did you hear about the truck full of Vicks Vapor Rub that overturned on 494 yesterday?
Oh, no. No, I didn't hear that.
The good news is it was congestion-free for about 8 hours.
good one. I recently took a poll the other day.
Oh?
Yeah, 99% of people are annoyed when their tent falls down.
Yeah, that is true. what's a hairstylist's war cry, Greg?
A hairstylist's war cry? I don't know what.
It's a good day to die.
Oh, the accent, too. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if Larry Hansen ever says that down the street there or not.
Well, that's his slogan. I believe. Yeah. I got one more today. I live for my alarm clock collection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the only reason I get up in the morning.
Oh. And finally, my last one then. I've picked up 5 different phone calls from numbers I didn't recognize today, and every time the guy on the other end just yelled, "Canned meat!"
Okay.
Yeah, these spam calls are getting ridiculous.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Wrapped it up.
Dad Joke Friday. You got it. On the Tracy Show, courtesy of our friends at Prairie View Senior Living in Tracy. Thanks a bunch for that, you guys. Appreciate it. And you can go ahead over to our website, too, marshallradio.net. If you missed a week or want to hear these again and can't quite remember them, we've got them for you online, marshallradio.net.